Hello, my name's Kent Weir. I'm a senior solutions architect working in the oil and gas industry in Canada, and I'm here today to talk about exposing operational data to mobile devices using Microsoft Azure. Before I get into the demo, I wanted to provide you with some additional context around this particular scenario. So the scenario involves a deregulated power generation company who has energy for sale. They want to take this excess energy and make an offer within the marketplace. When they go ahead and do this, they need to provide two pieces of information. Their declared commitment, which is the potential amount of power that they're able to generate, and also the dispatched value, so the actual amount of power that they're going to be generating. Some small variances are expected, but when a generator doesn't meet their commitment, there are significant penalties. As a result, plant managers require visibility via mobile devices in order to see how their plants are performing. And in situations where they go out of bounds by generating either too much or not enough energy, we want to send them toast notifications. So regardless of where they are and when, they will always have good visibility into the performance of their plant. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to flip over to my mobile application. Now this is a Windows Store application. And the first tab I'm going to click on is the performance summary. So this gives me, as a plant manager, a high-level view of all of my plants and how they're performing. Obviously, the green light means we're in good shape. Next, every day I'm going to want to go ahead and update my plant declaration to the regulator. So in this case, I'm going to provide the name of the plant, how much energy I'm willing to provide, and what is my potential maximum capacity that I can provide to the market. If I now flip over to a particular plant, in this case Edmonton, I'm going to see how my plant is performing. Now, I've gone ahead in the interest of time and preloaded some data, but now what I'm going to do is actually use my load generation tool to create some sample reads so that we can see this application update in real time. So here I have just my test harness, which is a plant read generator. And what this is going to do is it's going to go ahead and create a fictitious read for what the plant is actually generating. So I'm going to create two reads, and I'm going to separate them by 1 minute of intervals. And then what will happen is we'll flip back to the mobile application, and we'll see the mobile application update in real time. So we've seen that our previous read was 180. And now we're up to 199. And next we'll see the following read. Our next read has arrived, and we've gone from 199 to 197. So this is great if someone is willing to sit at their desk all day and actually watch this dashboard, but that's not realistic. Plant managers also want visibility when they're at home in the evenings and even on the weekends. So now what I'm going to go ahead and do is generate another read. This time it's going to be an out-of-bounds read, which is going to be below our threshold and into the red bar that we see here. What will happen is once that read is received, we'll also receive a toast notification in the upper right-hand corner of our screen, where now the plant manager will get visibility on their desktop indicating that the plant is not performing at the expected level. So I'm going to flip back to my test harness. And I'm going to go ahead and submit a low read. In this case, we're going to say that the read has a value of 158. And as we can see, we've now received a toast notification indicating that the plant is producing less than the dispatch value. So this creates an issue for the company, as they may be subject to fines. So obviously getting notification in real time of how the plant is performing is extremely important and allows the plant manager to rally his employees in order to address the situation. So in terms of what the solution looks like, this is a solution diagram of what you've just seen. So in the bottom right-hand corner here, we've got our historians that are providing or capturing the meter reads for the plant on the SCADA system. Then we have BizTalk Server 2013R2, which is going to accept this information in a variety of different formats. We have a file folder, we have a RESTful service, and we also have a database. BizTalk is going to be collecting data from all of these different events and publishing it to a service bus topic. Now, in this case, the service bus topic is going to allow subscribing applications to consume these reads. In this particular scenario, we do have mobile services which is going to be one of these subscribers. So as these reads are being published to the topic, we're going to have the Azure Mobile Services platform using the scheduler to pull these reads out and persist them in a Azure SQL database. So this is great for regular operations, but the challenge becomes what happens once we receive one of those out-of-bounds situations where we're either providing too much power to the grid or not enough. In this case, we're going to take advantage of notifications, where we can actually push notifications to devices of the plant managers based upon their subscription. So that concludes my demonstration on exposing operational data to mobile devices using Microsoft Azure. Thank you.